Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of the DocsPod podcast. On today's episode, we shall be going further with our definition for web animation. Before then, let's recap what we defined web animation to be. The definition we got in the previous episode was: web animation is the changes in transformation and state of an object on the web or on a web page with respect to time. Now, we later found out that we might need a little tweaking for our definition, and we've learned that mostly web animation is defined in terms of the kind of animation or why animation is needed in the first place on any web page. So here we also will highlight those two in order to enhance our understanding of the subject. We begin by understanding why animation is used on the website and why you need to include animation in your web project if you aren't already doing so. So the main reason for doing animation is to enhance the user experience, like giving immediate visual responses for actions taken by a user. And not only that, there are instances where animation may not be called for but add some sort of entertainment to reduce user boredom when applied. Of course, depending on the audience of your website, you may need to consider your own unique approach to keep it minimalist or super jazzy while being fun to use as well. All in all, we identify that there might be two primary reasons why animations on the web are absolutely a must or a must-have. One of them is presentation. Presentation animations are when the creators of your website, or are applied when you the creators of your website or the popular website you visit want to let you feel excited or to remain on their web page, to absorb the brand and marketing content it's dishing out. It's like they are serving a wonderful dish to your eyeballs, and you keep consuming every time the longer you stay on their website. Presentation animation matters, and it matters because good presentation animation may tend to go a long way to retain new visitors a bit longer than they intend to, as I like to call them, what's popping, don't mind me, just watching. Whilst interactive, the next one, or the second amongst the two, is interactive animations. Whilst interactive animations may be what makes the actual use of your website the more fun and exciting. Like visual responses when people click buttons or get visual cues to let them know an event or something has happened with regards to what actions they took on your website. And that's all for this episode, folks. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast in order to get notified when I drop a new episode. Like always, stay blessed and peace. I'm out.